Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to pay tribute to the late Congresswoman Barbara Vukanovich. We taped an interview with her in 2009 when she was 88 years old, and it is a perfect example of why she was a great congressman. And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Stephen Lopez Bolin and Trey Abney. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is open Wednesday through Monday at 5 p.m.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is open Wednesday through Monday at 5 p.m.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
We wanted to pay tribute to the late Congressman Barbara Vukanovich on this program. We taped interviews with her many times over the last 30 years. And this one was taped back on November 24th of 2009 when she was 88 years old and still as feisty as ever. She took on the governor's race. She supported Jim Gibbons. She said she'd sign the taxpayer's pledge and a lot more. Check this out from 2009. And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome back to the program Congresswoman Barbara Vukanovich, served 7 terms in the House of Representatives. And it's a pleasure to have you here. And you're going to be signing books at Barnes & Noble on November 29th for your wonderful book, which I thoroughly enjoyed, From Nevada to Congress and Back Again. Pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
So let's start out with the governor's race. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. I've gotten a lot of people yelling at me and saying, well, you have all these Republicans on and you're tough on them. Well, the Democrats have pretty much decided who they're going to have in the U.S. Senate race and the governor's race, so we have to ask questions. What are your thoughts on let's start with the governor's race?
Well, I've known Jim for a long, long time. His mother and I were friends. Real
this
estate
is Jim Gibbons.
Matt Gibbons, and I've known Jim a long time, and nobody's perfect, but I'm certainly not going to help anybody who's running against him. I think Brian Sandoval is a wonderful candidate, a very fine man, and he called me the other day, and I wished him well, but I told him that's where I was.
Well, and it's interesting because one of the big discussions is, you know, that we have a primary in June. The Republican base is going to be the one that turns out. You are a part of the Republican base, and you're not unhappy with the governor's stand at all about new taxes, correct?
No, I'm not. I think he stood up for what he believed, and he took some beatings, but I think he did what was right, and he was very strong in what he felt.
What do you think about people being asked to sign this pledge for no new taxes?
I think most Republicans feel that way. Most conservative Republicans feel that way. I didn't realize there was a pledge out there. I must have missed something, or they couldn't have missed me.
Well, I don't think it was around so much in your day.
Right. But no, I think Jim is doing what he should be doing.
Okay, but I mean, if the circumstance were now, would you sign a no new taxes pledge if you were in it?
Probably.
Okay, interesting. let's talk about the U.S. Senate race. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that Senator Reid, it's time for him to return to Nevada?
You know, I'd be probably a minority saying that because he's been very powerful in his position and has used it for Nevada. He and I disagree on many, many things. As a matter of fact, we've, you know, disputed, run against each other. But I think that there are some prominent Republicans who are supporting him, and their business, they say it's business, that he is strong enough to help them, and that's what they're going to do.
As you look at the Republican slate, and there just seems to be more and more people coming onto that slate, anybody that strikes your fancy?
Not really.
One of the interesting candidates is John Chachas, originally from Ely, Wall Street banker. Put in $1 million of his own money, and so has about $1.4 million. So that makes him a serious candidate. Does he just get slammed with carpetbagger right off the bat?
Oh, I think to start out with, he will. I mean, you know, we all know the family, but that doesn't mean he represents the family or been any part of the family. I'm sure he understands Nevada, but I think it's just he's not going to get anywhere. I have to admit, I sent him $100. I got a request for him. I sent him $100, and I thought, well, that's okay. But no, I don't think he has a chance. And carpetbagger is the word that's going to be attached to him.
Do you look at Tarkanian or Sue Loudon and feel that they have a chance, you know, with Senator Reid's war chest?
I think it's going to be a very difficult climb for them. Of course, I supported Danny Tarkanian when he ran before, but I'm not supporting him now. And Sue and I have been friends, and I have contributed to her campaign. But I think it's an uphill climb. I don't think that they're going to... It's the money and many other things. I think Sue's... handling of the Republican convention was too bad. I was there, and I think it was not very well handled, and I think that people are going to slam her with that.
And they already have done.
I guess so.
And that brings up, you know, and we're seeing it in both parties, really, a schism between the two sides of the party. You have the more moderate Republicans, and then you have the Ron Paulites on the right of that. When you ran, you were part of the Contract for America. Mm-hmm. Has the Republican Party in this state lost its way?
I really do think it has, and I think it's too bad. We need some leadership that's very strong. But of course, the Contract for America was Newt Gingrich, who was a bright, bright guy and did a wonderful job and changed the makeup of the Congress. I think we need to have somebody who will inspire people to get up there and care about what goes on, and I don't see anybody at this point.
And so, you know, how do you get Republican candidates elected if you don't have a state party base, and the state party base that you have is so fractured?
I think it's going to be very difficult for Republicans. They're going to have to be strong in their own, going to have to raise money, and it's going to be very tough. I think it's very hard for them.
Was one of the most important things in your campaigns getting out the vote?
Oh, very definitely. And it's important even here. I think if you're talking about the governor's race and talking about the base, and they're going to vote in primaries, yes, you've got to get those folks out. And if they do get out, particularly in the governor's race, I think it will help Jim.
And in addition to that, one of the things that you need is money as well as organization.
Yes.
Nancy Ernaught is now in charge of the state party. I'm sure you've been friends with her for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
Does she have the ability to raise the money needed to rebuild the party in a year?
I don't know who has the ability in the party to do that, and I don't. Nancy comes from Elko, you know, so you have a small base anyway. I think, and you know, when I try and think back, what my races, I mean, it's obscene the amount of money they're raising now. And that wasn't necessary, but we needed to raise money and you needed to advertise, but you also needed to spend your time. You know, I have to say, you know, it's a hand-to-hand race, mano a mano, and you have to get out and meet the people. And I don't think even in the state there's this base that there used to be. It's different.
Okay, let's take a break. More with Congressman Barbara Lukanovich when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is open Wednesday through Monday at 5 p.m.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Nevada's Hometown Rodeo.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is open Wednesday through Monday at 5 p.m.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue with our tribute to the late Barbara Vukanovich by playing an interview that we recorded on November 24th of 2009, and she was still as feisty as ever and said exactly what's on her mind. Here's the interview. We continue our conversation with Congresswoman Barbara Vukanovich. What did you think of the governor's comments and Sue Loudon's comment regarding the explosive device that was placed on Senator Reid's car, his family car?
I think it was dumb. I don't know why they're, what they're even doing. What are they trying to prove? But I assume that it was true, but if...
It was in his book, and it was covered in the newspapers at the time.
Exactly. So I think, I don't know what their point is.
Okay. let's talk about, you know, a couple of different people. Let's talk about Sarah Palin, her influence on the party. Do you like her?
Oh, I do.
What do you like about her?
I think she's down to earth, and I think she certainly respects her family, and no matter where they fall in the places, she's with them. And to also handle, take care of a Down syndrome youngster, and to still be able to go and manage. I think she's a, is she a star? I don't know. I respect her, and I think she is, I think she's going to go a long way in the party, but is she going to be a candidate for president or vice president? I don't know.
Would you like to see her in there?
Yeah, I would. I'd love to see a woman anyway, but I'd like to see her because I think she's a very normal woman.
Is she a person of substance, do you think?
Well, I think so. I don't think that she's demonstrated that in a lot of interviews that she's done. I think that's too bad. But and she's learning. I think she's been governor of a state. But, you know, Alaska is a wonderful place. But it's not ideological. It's just a wonderful place. So, you know, I don't know.
Senator Ensign obviously has been in the news for the last 4 months now. Do you have any advice for him?
Go back and start over. You know, I remember recruiting him to run when he was in Las Vegas and a veterinarian, and I met with his family, and I thought he'd be a wonderful candidate. I'm extremely disappointed in him and, frankly, very surprised, because I do think that that isn't the character that he, everybody thought he was, and I'm very, very disappointed. And is he going to survive before the election comes up? I think he is, because he's managed to be here now, but re-election, going to be tough.
Can he be effective now?
I think watching him, it has been very hard. He certainly had to back away from doing what he was doing in the leadership position that he had. I haven't seen a great demonstration of him doing very much.
Does he have any obligation to the people of Nevada or the media to talk about these issues, or is he shut down because of the potential Department of Justice questions?
I think he still has an obligation. Whether he's going to be credible or not, I don't know. But I do think that we elected him to represent the people and do a job. And I don't know.
Let's talk about Governor List. Has come back into prominence now as a national committeeman. And he's taking shots against Senator Reid, as you would expect, and the campaign is firing right back at him. Is he the right man for the time? Because he was out in the wilderness for a while.
Oh, I know. But, of course, you know, the nuclear waste problem, he is leading to have that be part of Nevada state. And, you know, and he sees that as a bonus. And, you know, Sam, I shouldn't even talk about this, but when I first elected, when I was first running, I thought, well, that, you know, we ought to take advantage of that and so forth and so on. And then a cartoon came out, and they had a picture of me as a witch riding on a broom. I thought, I think I must be wrong.
That wasn't a position that the fighting grandmother wanted to have.
No.
What do you think of President Obama's performance so far?
Oh, I think he's been a disaster. I mean, he can't make up his mind. He certainly is very glib. He speaks well, and he has an adoring people who think he's wonderful. And the people who supported him, I really think were not... I think there a lot of them were young people, and I don't think that they understood what we should have in a president. I don't think they saw the leadership, but he was a rock star. But I think it's more to being president than that, and I don't think he has done very well.
You're no fan of John McCain, as you've made it clear very many times on this program, but would you have rather seen him as president?
Well, I wasn't all that excited about him, you know. He and I were very different. We didn't get along very well.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. We love having you on the program. I've been interviewing you for 30 years. It's such a pleasure. Thank you so much for being here.
We'll
be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout. Barbara Vukanovich died just shortly before her 92nd birthday, and she will be missed.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is open Wednesday through Monday at 5 p.m.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is open Wednesday through Monday at 5 p.m.
Eagle Window Door, a local family-owned business for over 45 years. Exercise your option for a distinctive look that makes a statement that reflects your personal taste. Slide into a more refreshing style. Specialty windows, double and single hung windows, fixed windows, and see the possibility of all wood windows. Eagle Window Door, just west of Keystone, on 4th.
Yeah. If you are injured on the job, having the right attorney will make all the difference in the medical care and benefits you receive. At the law offices of Jay Short, we focus on helping injured workers through the complicated maze of Nevada workers' compensation law. Some law firms do a little of everything: car accidents, bankruptcy, criminal law. At the law office of Jay Short, workers' compensation is all we do. We've helped Nevada's injured workers for over 20 years. Call attorney Jay Short now at 786-2006 for a free consultation on your workers' comp claim.
It's JM Furniture's 43rd anniversary and customer appreciation celebration with incredible deals. Like your choice of either this counter height table with six bar stools and Lazy Susan, or this dining table with six chairs for only $6.99. Or how about this plush sofa, love seat and recliner at these super low prices? Our Super Buy Queen bedroom set includes bed, dresser, mirror and one nightstand for just $6.99. And get these instant rebates on Serta, Simmons and Englander in our mattress gallery. Only at JM Furniture.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPundit panel. As always, Trey Abney is here, Director of Government Relations for the Chamber, and Stephen Lopez-Bolin is President of Lopez-Bolin Wealth Management. Pleasure to have you both here. Mm-hmm. And speaking of wealth management, the Teachers Association jumped in with the campaign to get the margins tax, or the education initiative, as they call it,
yes,
which is the correct title, by throwing in $1 million. This is going to be one expensive fight.
Here it comes, and it's going to be the most expensive fight and the most interesting thing that's going to be on the ballot next year. It's on the ballot in November 2014. The legislature did not do anything to put an alternative or pass it. So here we are. The business community is going to be spending a lot of money. That includes this chamber, the Las Vegas Metro Chamber, and a lot of other business groups. Teachers Union are going to get national money in here, I'm sure, to help with this effort. And all this money could be going to candidates like re-electing Governor Sandoval and other candidates, but instead it's going to be funneled to fight this awful tax.
But the governor has been raising money steadily over the last couple of years, and we'll be back at it.
Yeah, absolutely, sure. And he'll be fine, and the governor has stated that he's going to campaign against this as well. I mean, what will help is that you don't have Obama at the top of this ticket, you don't have Harry Reid at the top of this ticket, and you have a popular Republican governor at the top of the ticket in Nevada. So that's the question. Could this question drive out that Democrat turnout that they're not going to have otherwise? I don't know.
Well, and this is where the strength of the unions comes in, because obviously they are going to be spending a lot of their own money beyond the teachers. This is just the beginning. The teachers union, AFL-CIO, is also a major backer of this.
Let's make this easier for everybody. Let's take all the campaign contributions, which are just wasted on stuff that nobody wants to hear anyway, and put it towards the fixing the school problem, and you know, not have an election about this in any event.
Okay, that is a wonderful thought. Somebody who receives advertising money, as this program does, doesn't want to even hear that. But the reality is that even if there were $10 million spent on this campaign, that's a pittance by how much money would be raised by this tax, you know, which is looking at, what, $800 million?
Right. But the problem is real. The fight will go on. I don't think that the path is going down. The part that I don't like is it seems to be going around the legislative process rather than through the legislative process.
Right, but that's because Lynn Warney has said many times on this program that the teachers union has been to the legislature time and time again, and nothing gets done in terms of raising money towards education to the level that she thinks and her union thinks is appropriate, and therefore the only way to do this is to go to the public. And there are lots of other issues that are heading that direction, too.
Well, that's so fine. We become California.
That's exactly right. The teachers can't get enough people elected to go along with them. They can't convince people to go along with them in the legislature, so they go around the process and propose a 20-something page ballot question that your average voter is supposed to read and understand. It's outrageous. And this is an uphill battle for the business community, by the way. It's real easy. They're going to be able to have a bumper sticker that says, "Big business should pay more so your kids have a better education." And the business community is going to have to say, well, actually, $1 million in gross revenue is not that much. It could be a family restaurant, gas station. You know the old statement that if you're explaining, you're losing? That's the battle that we have here, is they have a very easy message to sell, and we have to spend a lot of money explaining why that message in reality doesn't work.
Okay, but you know, we have seen in so many campaigns, and the thing that's unfortunate for the business community is that we didn't end up with an opposing measure on the ballot, which you know is the classic way to do this, which is you come up with a committee that is pro-business and against the margins tax, but it's called the Committee to Raise More Money for Education.
Right. Well, and there, I mean, Senator Roperson had tried to, or you know, attempted to have a mining tax alternative, and that didn't go anywhere, and so we're stuck with what we have.
And it will be an interesting fight. Just quickly, we've got about a minute left here. GOP senators in the United States Senate are threatening Harry Reid that if he goes with a nuclear option, as in getting rid of the filibuster, so a simple majority is enough to pass legislation, that Yucca Mountain comes back on the table. Do you think that's real?
I don't. My sense of things is that Yucca Mountain has gone so far off the table that it won't come back on. But you know, in the game of politics, you shoot all your bullets when you need to.
You know, with Senator Reid in the position he's in, and with President Obama's stated position, therefore there would be the veto, but there are an awful lot of other states that are sitting there with all this nuclear waste that would love to see Yucca Mountain reopened.
Sure, and Senator Reid's an absolute hypocrite on this anyway. When he was in the minority, he worked hard to protect the right to filibuster, and so now that he's in the majority and he's getting frustrated, he wants to do the same thing. But that's absolutely right. You have more than 50 votes in the U.S. Senate to do something with Yucca Mountain. If he wants to play hardball that way, these guys are going to come right back and say, well, let's put Yucca right there then.
Well, and the other thing is that it would not benefit the Democrats when the Democrats would be in the minority. They would lose the advantage of the filibuster.
Absolutely, and both sides have done that. They both argue depending on where they're at, so they're all full of it.
More to what? Well, great. He's a hypocrite, and they're all full of it. All right, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Social Security benefits applications now take an average of 365 days. Most will be denied at least once.
Tired of waiting? Time to talk to the right people. David Allen and Associates, successfully helping disabled people for over 30 years. I'm David Allen.
How much do you think individual health insurance costs?
Jack Andrews?
What if it costs less than you think?
Yes.
Okay. How much do you think the average doctor or ER visit costs? At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we offer a variety of coverage options at surprisingly affordable rates. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or simply can't get health insurance at work, find out about affordable choices from Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield plans are designed to help fit your individual health care needs and budget.
Hi, Jack.
So whether you want basic coverage for yourself or more coverage for your family, call us at 1-800-818-0163. Or visit us online at buyanthemnow.com. Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Call Anthem today. 1-800-818-0163.
This is it. The last and final days. The end of the great $2 million furniture sell-off retirement sale at Ennis Fine Furniture of Reno. Now, through this Sunday, you'll find extra discounts on sale prices on all remaining stock. You will not be disappointed. The final markdowns have been taken. Visit us today and take away a deal of a lifetime. This is it. Don't miss this final chance to save on America's finest furniture. Ennis Fine Furniture's sell-off retirement sale ends this Sunday at 4 p.m.
Wake up and come play.
Make something new.
Play dress up with us.
And get moving, too.
Watch all your friends and join the fun on NBC Kids.
On our next broadcast, Howard Rosenberg.